You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, December 12th, the SUNY Oneonta Campus Thrift Shop, located in Hunt Union, is accepting donations of gently used and new career clothes and shoes, winter gear, and home decor, happening from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The annual Hunt Union Holiday Craft Fair, featuring quality handmade crafts by local and regional crafters, is happening Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a great place to find handcrafted holiday gifts. Wishing everyone the best of luck with finals and a safe winter break. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
All right, so I am right back and we are into our second hour. So thank you all for being here for that first hour. Whether you're just tuning in or, you know, wait. No, that doesn't make sense, because if you are just tuning in, you weren't here for the first hour. Thank you for being here right now, whether you're just tuning in or if you were here for the first hour. We're going to continue on with some more, like, modern, I would say, Christmas songs. Some of them are covers of old songs. Some of them, I think one or two of them are still, like, older songs. But there are also some new songs that feel that, like, kind of give me the same vibe as like a classic, but like were released fairly recently, so it's just more Christmas music. We're just gonna keep going. So this very first one that we're gonna play is a cover. It's by Bright Eyes and they're covering Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas. So your Christmas of white.
All right. So our next trivia question here is, when was the first Christmas card sent? So it was a long time ago. Christmas cards have been around forever. My family and I, we never really did like a Christmas card, like not like the traditional. I don't know if we've ever sent out Christmas cards, actually. We never did. And honestly, I'm okay with that because I've always heard horror stories of people being like, yeah, my parents got us these like ugly Christmas pajamas and we all have to wear them and we all have to go take pictures. I'm like, that sounds boring. That sounds, I don't know, not fun. I would so much rather just have like cute pictures of me and my family at Christmas, just like us. So, and we do that. So, I don't know. We have a good time. We heard, what did we just hear? We heard Blue Christmas by the Bright Eyes. We heard Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses, which is probably, I think, my favorite Christmas song. Like, it just has such a good vibe to it. And then we heard Glow by Little Big Town, which is a recent release. They just put out a whole Christmas album. I have to tell you the answer of the question. Oh my gosh, how could I forget? So the first Christmas card was sent in 1843. So what, almost 200 years ago was the first Christmas card, and it was designed by John Horsley. So the very first Christmas card, there you go. I hope that you guys are taking these trivia questions, or like these trivia, these are like, you can carry these with the rest of you, with you for the rest of your life. Like if you're ever at like a Christmas party or you're at home with your family, you can be like, hey, did you know that the first Christmas card was sent in 1843, and you're gonna be the coolest person at the party. That's all I gotta say. So next up, we're gonna listen to Christmas Cookies by Lainey Wilson.
Special treat. The more I bake, the more I eat, and sometimes I can't get myself to stop. And sometimes I wait till he's asleep, and I'll take the ones that he didn't eat, and I'll put those little sprinkly things on the top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Well, I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. And some disappear to who knows where. Well, I make dang sure that I get my share, and the dogs just stand there waiting for the ones I missed. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. He gets mad that they're all gone before I get the icing put on. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now, let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time I stick another batch in the oven, there's 15 for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Yeah. Take it away, boys. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all. Baby.
So, our next trivia question is going to be about another Christmas movie. So, in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? So, spoiler alert, if you've never seen Home Alone, they leave Kevin behind. But I guess if you didn't know that, you also wouldn't know the answer to the question. So, but what did we hear? We heard Christmas Cookies by Lainey Wilson, which is... I don't usually listen to country. While I'm not like, oh, I hate country, every country song is so bad, I don't usually listen to it. There's very few country songs I actually enjoy. This is one of them. I hadn't heard it before. I was like looking for songs to play today, and I listened to it, and I just like love it so much. It's such a good song. And then Run Run Rudolph by Brandon Lay, also a really great cover. Hadn't heard this version before either. Like, there's a lot of... I'm getting introduced to a lot of new Christmas music, which I really love, because I feel like I usually just play all of, like, the classics. Like, you hear me play, like, Rock Around the... Wait, no, not Rock. Rock Around the Christmas Tree? That one, and then, like, Santa Baby, and, like, all the, like, classics. But now I'm, like, listening to a bunch of, like, I don't know, like, different things. It's good. But, so the answer to the question is, in Home Alone, they were going to Paris when they left Kevin behind. So, they were on their way to France, and they forgot an entire child. So, I love Home Alone. What a good Christmas movie. A classic. I haven't watched it in forever, though. I need to watch that movie. So, next up, we're gonna go to an artist who I've actually seen live. Who I saw live, I wanna say... upwards of like 4 years ago, I think, like before COVID. So this next one is a Christmas song called Cheer by Bishop Briggs.
Thank you. Shopping traffic, but I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon. Mistakes are forgiven. And everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too. Under the mistletoe. Watching the fire glow. And telling me I love you. Is a Christmas tree farm. There's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon. Mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
All right. So that was, what did we hear? We heard Cheer by Bishop Briggs. We had Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift, which I'm not a Swiftie. Like, I wouldn't consider myself like a Swiftie fan or a Swiftie at all, but I like really respect Taylor Swift for what she does. Like, there's people that trash on her and that are like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift is the worst. She's not. Like, there's a reason she's so popular. And like, while I don't approve of her, some of her ecological impacts, we'll say, as a musician, I respect her completely. And what else did we hear? We heard Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, which I don't know if you guys have seen Wicked, but oh my gosh, Wicked is such a good movie. I forgot the trivia question. Shoot. Our trivia question this time is, what traditional Christmas decoration is actually a parasitic plant? So something that's usually put up, a plant that's usually put up as a Christmas decoration is actually a parasite. And that's going to be mistletoe. So, you know, when you're kissing somebody under the mistletoe, you're actually kissing under a parasite, just so you know. Just a little fun fact for you. But we're going to continue on with some music. A classic, a cover that was recently released by one of my favorite artists, Leve. So this is off of her recent Christmas album, and it's her cover of Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I'll be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa Baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
All right. So, our next question is, which president, so President of the United States, I think, obviously, but had his own special recipe for eggnog? So, one of our presidents had a special recipe, which, actually, now that I think about it, I kind of want to try it. I don't know what the recipe is, but it's a president recipe. What did we hear? We heard Santa Baby by Leve, and then Driver by Soccer Mommy. Both really good, really good artists. Both I saw this year in 2024. Both just great performers, honestly. No bad words to say about either of them. And so the answer to that question, the president that had his own special recipe, was George Washington. Our founding president had his own eggnog recipe. So, new fun fact for you. We're going to continue on with Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call by The Bleachers. So, I'm a big fan of that song. That's a good one. It's, like, a little bit sad, but it's still got that, like, upbeat, like, kind of vibe to it. I don't know. Good vibes. Just released recently. And I also just love Bleachers. So, it is coming to the end here. And so, I'm going to ask you guys the last trivia question, which is very fitting, because it is, what is the name of the last ghost that visits Scrooge in A Christmas Carol? I hope, while you guys think of that answer, I hope you guys enjoyed my little Christmas special. I hope you guys have a great rest of Radiothon. Please stay listening. Please tune into the rest of this. It goes until, I think, 8 or 9 tonight. But it's been so much fun, and I've had such a great time in this little 2 hours with you guys. And so the answer to that question is The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. And I won't talk to you guys again until next year. And I hope that, I don't know, this Christmas is yet to come. But I hope you guys have a great winter and a great break. Stay safe, stay warm. Yeah, and just have a good time. So we're going to end off with my number one favorite Christmas song forever and always. And we're going to do Baby It's Cold Outside by Ella Fitzgerald. So have a great break. Have a great winter. And, you know, keep tuning in to WONY 90.9. So thank you guys.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my ice. Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
That's the sense of hurting my pride.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
How lucky that you
so
dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out that window at that star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold.
Is it true that I worry too much, that I bite my nails when I walk in a room? I twist my rings around my fingers tight, I see a bruise. Sweating through my shirt for something I can't even lose. Look at me, truth's caught in my throat or something, I can't even speak. I talk about the weather or some abstract symphony. Courage has a padlock, I thought you had the key. I'll grow up sometime, finally speak my mind. I'll grow up sometime, finally speak my mind. I recall when I grabbed your sleeve one day.
You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Welcome. It's Radiothon. OMG. Hi, I'm Cami Cassino. This is my hour of Kazemi's Conversation Pit on this very special event of Radiothon that we have. I'm actually not sure what hour of Radiothon this is, but I think we're going to like 8 p.m. So I'm here from 4 to 5. So, like, let's get into some tunes. I got, like, a darker techno vibe today, and I'm actually, like, really, really excited about it. Let's, like, party a little bit. That's what I'm here for today.